Samuel L. Jackson declares Donald Trump is dangerous for our country. By David Ng on September 13, 2020. Hollywood actor Samuel L. Jackson took a swipe at President Donald Trump and his millions of supporters while guest hosting ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live. On Friday, declaring Donald Trump is dangerous for our country. He also presented a parody campaign ad that described Trump voters as probably insane. The Pulp Fiction star made the attacks in his opening monologue, during which he repeated the Atlantic magazine's anonymously sourced claim the president once called military veterans losers and suckers. More than 20 officials, including Trump nemesis John Bolton, have disputed the Atlantic story on the record. He, Trump, always knows the wrong thing to say, Jackson said. I mean, we found out he called U.S. soldiers losers and suckers. Then he intentionally played down the coronavirus even though he knew how bad it was. He encouraged his supporters to vote twice, which is a felony, and said protesters are using soup cans as weapons, and that was just this past week. Jackson omitted crucial context about President Trump's coronavirus comments. The president has said more than once his rationale for downplaying the pandemic was to avoid mass panic. The actor continued, "The fact of the matter is that Donald Trump is dangerous for our country." He then presented the mock campaign ad, which took the form of a drug commercial listing side effects of being a Trump supporter: racism, sexism, nepotism, corruption, collusion, xenophobia, homophobia, Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, and much more. "Before voting for Donald Trump, ask your doctor if you're insane because you probably are," the ad said. Samuel L. Jackson headlined a virtual fundraiser for Joe Biden on July 4. But the actor wasn't keen on Biden as early as last year. The Hollywood star said that he was unimpressed with the roster Democratic presidential candidates. "I just haven't been inspired by what everybody's trying to do. Say, prove, whatever," the actor said during an appearance on CBS's The Late Show. "I kinda wish somebody as people-friendly in my mind as Stacey Abrams was running." Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.